You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And thank you so much for being here, for allowing me to take this adventure with you each and every day. Thank you for allowing me to speak into your life, speak into your heart, speak into your soul, and to sip on your life with you in this adventure called life, this journey of living. Thank you for being with me and allowing me truly to do what I love to do each and every day, my life's work, that of being a messenger of hope. My hope is that there is something that's awakening within your heart and soul that's allowing you to see your life in a little bit different perspective, or a lot different perspective. Because today we're talking about this. It's time for a change. That's right. It's time for a change. Now, some of you might think, oh my goodness, this is so great. I love change. It's exciting. It feels adventurous. It feels spontaneous. But for some of you, this may be feeling like, yikes, I don't like change. Don't ask me to get out of my routine. I do not like it at all. Well, you know, it's interesting because here in the United States, we actually do our time change. And basically what happens is every fall around this time of year, at the time I'm recording this, what happens is we fall back an hour. So basically, we move back 1 hour and so-called get an extra hour in our day. We get an extra hour of sleep. We get an extra hour. Well, the truth is we don't really get an extra hour because daylight savings time kind of takes the hour away and we just get the hour given back to us. But nonetheless, it's a time change. And a lot of people are really mixed about their feelings in regards to the time change. Some people will say they love it, they get the extra hour of sleep, and some people say, I don't like it at all because it throws off my rhythm, the circadian rhythms, their sleep, their wake cycles. They don't like it. A lot of people don't like change, let's face it. But change is inevitable. If you're going to live on planet Earth, change is going to happen. It's happening as we speak. Right now, your body's creating new cells. Your life is changing. And that's the reality, my friends. And so change is going to happen. If it's going to happen, you might as well get on board with it and actually be part of the process and actually be one of the change makers, the change creators, or you're going to actually just be pulled along and be, you know, reacting to change your whole life. You can either respond to life and actually create change, or you can react to it and resist it. And a lot of times people will find themselves in the resistance category, but the bottom line is you can resist all you want. You can run, but you cannot hide. Change is inevitable. So my question to you today is, what are you doing to actually be a catalyst for change, positive change, change that you desire, change that you expect, change that you are part of creating? When it comes to change, we have to look at our time. Bottom line, time for a change. Change time. Time is everything when it comes to change, because over time, things change. Like I said, it's inevitable. So if you're not changing and you're not on board with the change and life is moving forward, time is moving ahead, and you stand still, relatively speaking, it's like you're moving backwards. So when we think about change and we think about time for a change, there are really three types of change. There are three types of time. We can look back. We can keep our eyes in the past, right? And if we do that, we're going to either say, hey, I want to either be back there in the so-called good old days, or we use the past as an excuse for why things are the way they are here in the present. Have you ever caught yourself doing that? Looking in the back, you know, looking in that back seat, looking out the back window and saying, yeah, that's the way it used to be, the good old days. If those are the good old days, then what inspiration do you have today in your present or even the future? Because you're thinking, you know what? The best days are behind us. My dear, the best days are not only in front of you, but the most important best day being excellent starting today. You know how much I love a great acronym? It's about being present in the day that's called today. When it comes to change, the greatest thing that we have available to us is our now. Is the date called today? We've talked about this, and it's so vital because really when it comes to change, we can look at where we've been, which gives us insight, and we've got incredible, valuable wisdom from that. But again, as long as we don't stay stuck in the past or keep looking backwards, because where our focus is, guess what? That's where we go. We have to get our focus on today. What is it today, my dear, that you are willing to do? To take your hands, get them on the wheel, get in the front seat, put your hands to the plow, your hands to the wheel, and steer this thing called your life. Because the reality is, this life is moving. Are you going to sit in the front seat, the driver's seat? Or are you going to be in the back seat? You know, as well as I do, nobody likes a back seat driver. So get in the front seat, get behind the wheel, and steer this thing called your life. As I said, change is inevitable. Which way are you going to go? And in order to do that, you have to be present in your now and decide today, what is it that you would like to do today with the time that you have available to you? And then, of course, looking into the future. We must look ahead to know where we're going, because if we don't know where we're going, we won't really know what to do today, right? So we're present in today, but we realize the car is moving. So which way are you going? Are you willing to look straight ahead into the desires of your heart and make it a reality for yourself? Or are you going to be so caught up in the past, so caught up even in the present, being afraid of the future? Because that happens a lot of times too. People just hold on to the present. If you hold on to the present with no idea where you're heading in the future, you're not really going to know where to steer this car. And you'll end up going back around the mountain. You'll keep going the same way you've always gone instead of going straight ahead into the desires of your heart. It's vital, my dear. If you want to be a change maker and a master of change, you must take a look at where you've come from, where you are today, and where you desire to go tomorrow. Where do you desire to be? Who do you desire to become as you are rolling along in this lifetime called your life of change? Whatever it is that you desire for change in your life today, my dear, it is possible, but you must get present and you must get focused. I am so grateful that you guys are here and really, truly allowing me to remind you of these vital truths. Because I'm not telling you something right now that you don't know. You know this. But you know what? We can get so caught up in our day-to-day and just doing life and kind of reacting to life and kind of going with the change. And the next thing you know, another year has passed and we're like, wow, the only thing that's really different is the fact that I'm a year older and maybe you're, you know, a few pounds heavier or even more. And all of a sudden, then what? It's like it is time to get behind the wheel. Get behind the wheel of your life. Get behind yourself. Get behind your ideas. You know, get behind yourself and get right there and be your biggest cheerleader. Say, I can do this. And you can become a master of change. But it's something that you must practice daily, my dear. So what are you going to do today to actually get the maximum amount of value from this extra hour or from every hour of your life? So let's get right to it. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's Sacred Soul Step is this. Please write down one thing that you would like to change over the next week. I know, that's huge, isn't it? Because usually we look out and we're like, what change do we want to see in this next year? What change do we want to see in the next, you know, the next 90 days, the next month? What change would you like to see in this next 7 days? And commit to that with all of your heart and soul. You will be amazed at how much change you can create in your life in as little as 7 days. Because honestly, the change happens the moment you start to make a commitment and you make a decision, transformation occurs. Change can take time, but transformation happens the moment you make a decision. So I would love to hear from you. And thank you again for being here. Come on over to womensippingonlife.com and leave a comment. Let me know how you're doing. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.